News Radio 740 KTRH, Houston's news, weather, traffic, and Astro Station.
It's 12 noon on News Radio 740 KTRH. Good afternoon, I'm Bonnie Petrie. Our top story, another high-profile supporter peels away from the Clinton camp. First, though, traffic and weather together. Here's Natalie Fitzgerald.
I-10, the Baytown East Freeway inbound at Freeport. That stalled 18-wheeler did clear. Traffic recovering from Del Dale, about a half-hour ride from Baytown all the way into downtown. I-45, the Gulf Freeway slows as you get close to downtown between Scott and I-10, but just under a half-hour all the way in from NASA Parkway. And as we head into the lunch hour on the I-10 Katy Freeway, inbound slow between Barker Cypress and Campbell, a half hour from Barker Cypress to town. I'm Natalie Fitzgerald from the KTRH Modia Home Theater 24-hour traffic center.
We have a disturbance heading through North Texas, and we'll catch the tail end of it, so we have a 30% chance of an afternoon shower or storm, partly to mostly cloudy, highs to the mid-80s. Rain goes away tonight, then Thursday and Friday, dry, hot, and sticky by Friday, highs in the low 90s. With Houston's most accurate and dependable forecast, meteorologist Mark Woolsey from the Weather Channel for News Radio 740 KTRH.
So right now it's cool out, comparatively 80 on the island, 78 at Houston's official weather station. It's 12:01, our top story. Could it be that Barack Obama's big primary win in North Carolina is the beginning of the end for the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign?
What happened in North Carolina absolutely rocked the Clinton campaign. They gave back almost 240,000 popular votes. And the entire rationale heading into these two primaries was that Clinton would not lose by much in North Carolina, run up a pretty big score on the popular vote in Indiana, giving her momentum for these other states.
Now, aides say Barack Obama is ready to start mapping out a strategy for the general election, though he's also ready to campaign in the last few primaries. He stands at about 184 delegates shy of what's needed to win the presidential nomination. His campaign is also hinting it's time for the 270 unaligned superdelegates to stop waiting and start backing Obama. Now, former South Dakota Senator George McGovern is urging Hillary Clinton to drop out of the Democratic presidential race. The 1972 Democratic presidential nominee says he's endorsing her rival, Obama. Your wallet is the big topic of conversation as President Bush sits down with the House Republican caucus at the White House.
We are committed to a good housing bill that will help folks stay in their house, as opposed to a housing bill that will reward speculators and lenders.
The president says he will veto a housing bill currently making its way through Congress, a measure he calls a burdensome bailout. Bush also took a shot at congressional Democrats as the administration searches for a fix to high oil and gas prices, calling on Congress to clear the way for more domestic exploration. 4 days after a massive cyclone, there are reports of hunger and rioting in Myanmar. Survivors of the storm have been breaking into the few shops still open. There's a growing frustration as Myanmar's military rulers remain reluctant to allow international help into the country at 12:03.
If I could do it again, I would.
That's Texas combat medic Alan Babin, who received the Bronze Star and a Purple Heart after being wounded in Iraq in 2003 while trying to help his comrades.
He is simply the most amazing person I have ever had the privilege to meet.
Alan and his mother, Rosie, were guests on the KTRH Morning News. Rosie says her son had 70 surgeries, including 5 on his brain. Despite his serious wounds, Alan Babin, who lives in Austin, is now able to scuba dive and rock climb. His death was perhaps the most high-profile fatality of the war on terror. Mary Tillman, whose son Pat played for the Arizona Cardinals, tells the KTRH Morning News, well, it took a long time to discover the truth about the friendly fire incident.
They just made up a story. I mean, they never found out Pat's true actions. He did, in fact, save the life of the soldier next to him. But this is not, you know, about, you know, his heroics.
Tillman was awarded the Silver Star for his service. Mary Tillman has now written a book, which she says helps give a voice to families who've lost loved ones in the war. You can hear our entire interview anytime at KTRH.com. Just click on podcast. An Austrian man accused of raping and imprisoning his daughter for 24 years is upset about the news coverage of his case. Josef Fritzl's feelings about the coverage were passed along today by his lawyer. Meanwhile, an Austrian prosecutor has been holding the first face-to-face meeting with Fritzl. A spokesman says the two did not discuss rape allegations involving his captive daughter. A spokesman for Philadelphia's mayor says a videotaped beating of suspects by city police does seem to go too far. The mayor's office says more than a dozen Philadelphia police officers will be taken off the streets as an investigation continues. The spokesman adds the public should withhold judgment until all facts are known. Coming up on 1205, let's check your money. Here's Pat Chin.
Well, good afternoon, Bonnie. Stocks trading modestly lower with the Dow Industrials. Currently down by 66 points at 12,955. Both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ currently down by 8 points. 23 stocks out of the Dow, 30 down in price today, Bonnie. The Dow led lower by American Express, AIG, and JP Morgan. Finally, oil up another 21 cents today at $122.05 a barrel. With a check of your money from the Office of Heritage Asset Advisors, I'm Pat Shin for News Radio 740 KTRH.
The Astros shoot for their fifth straight win tonight at Minute Maid Park. They'll face the Nationals again. On Deck comes your way at 6, first pitch 7:05. And these stories are on demand anytime at KTRH.com. I'm Bonnie Petrie on Houston's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio 740 KTRH.